with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has given Hamas an ultimatum to release all hostages by Saturday noon, or intense fighting will resume in Gaza. BBC correspondent Wire Davis has more.
There are members of his cabinet who've come out and said they want all hostages released, but I think in practice that will be very unfeasible because it would mean Netanyahu unilaterally changing the terms of an agreed ceasefire. If Hamas, for example, on Friday afternoon, as they've done so far, give a list of three hostages to be released as was planned, and Netanyahu says all of a sudden, no, that's not enough, we want them all out, and in that case, war would resume.
Hamas had already said it planned to delay this week's release of three more hostages after accusing Israel of ceasefire violations. A snowstorm has blown into the mid-Atlantic states, causing dozens of accidents on icy roads, prompting school closures and stoking worries about possible power outages. The storm that moved into the region Tuesday has made traveling treacherous in parts of Virginia and West Virginia. In Virginia, where Governor Glenn Youngkin declared a state of emergency, the State Department of Transportation advised the public to stay off the roads. Testifying before the Senate Banking Committee, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says there's no need for the Fed to be in a hurry to further lower its key interest rate.
If the labor market were to weaken unexpectedly, or inflation were to fall more quickly than anticipated, we can ease policy accordingly. We are attentive to the risks on both sides of our dual mandate, and policy is well positioned to deal with the risks and uncertainties that we face.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 123 points. This is SRN News. Teenagers are interested in Jesus.
According to research by the Barna Group, a Christian polling organization, 77% of teens in this country say they are motivated to find out more about Christ. 7% aren't sure. That's good news for the future of the country and indicates that adolescents are an important mission field for the church. Barna says, quote, Generation Z tends to believe there's something out there more powerful than them, but many remain hesitant to embrace religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump announced the establishment of a White House faith office led by Paula White Cain, a longtime pastor in the independent charismatic world. An early supporter of Mr. Trump's 2016 presidential bid, she led his Faith and Opportunity Initiative in 2019, advising faith-based organizations on ways to partner with the federal government. Observers point out that most previous presidents have had one. This is SRN News. New York hotels are on the Doge radar.
Elon Musk says the Department of Government Efficiency found out on Monday that the Federal Emergency Management Agency sent payments of $59 million last week to luxury hotels in New York City to house illegal immigrants. Musk is now demanding that the Department of Homeland Security take steps to recoup those funds. Musk wrote on X, quote, sending this money violated the law and is in gross insubordination to the president's executive order. That money is meant for American disaster relief, and instead, it's being spent on high-end hotels for illegals, end quote. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Wisconsin's top education official faces challengers on the right and left as she runs for re-election. Republican-backed choice school advocate Brittany Kinzer and rural school superintendent Jeff Wright hope to beat Superintendent Jill Underly. More at SRNNews.com.